Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's Last Call. My name is Radolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we are considered sons of light. And we always cater to our nation on this time of the day, which is on Sunday afternoon. We minister to the 12 tribes of Israel. And when I speak of the 12 tribes, I'm talking about Native Americans, African Americans, and Latino Americans, which consists of the 12 tribes of Israel. And me and my brother, Abay, dear Israel, we got a really, 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 really good show tonight, and this afternoon. And before we get into that, I want to do mention several of the ministries we have. My brother, Dear Bay Israel, does a video on every Saturday evening. And he did one this Saturday, and it is really, really great light and information coming out that video. And I hope you get to look at it. Again, it's a Bay Dear Israel. And it's in our upper room, which is U, capital UPPERROOMISRAELITE.com. You can find all his videos there. And he does the blog talk radio show with me on Sundays at 1 p.m. And let me mention my brother, Yaikwa Ben Israel. He does also videos on Tuesday. And great information. You got to check my brothers out. I mean, the information is vital, really vital. So please check them out. He also does also a blog talk radio show on Wednesdays and Fridays. And he also have, he has books, great books, the Holistic Negro book. And he has several other books. And like I said, you can find all of that in the upperroomisraelite.com. Now, we also, I want to mention, we also have a food pantry ministry. And that's named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry Ministry. And if any, we cater basically to women with children. I mean, a man with children, we will help them out too. So, you know, we like to cater to our nation and do the best that we can while we in this reality. And also we have another brother that does a video, and he just started, he matter of fact did his second video, and his name is Benaiah Bay Israel. Check his videos out. He's from Jamaica. I mean, he's bringing some good light, and you know, and he's getting better as the weeks go on. So check him out too. Now, being though all that said, I would like to thank the eternal divine heavenly Father for again giving us another day to be able to minister to our nation. So I want to thank him, thank Messiah and our earthly mother who continue guide us through, you know, these times that we're living in and giving us a platform where we can minister to our nation. So I want to thank him and pray that he continue to help us to minister to our nation and our audience.
And I want to add one more thing. Me and my brother, Radolph, we want to pray for our brother, Yaikwa, that he be brought back to health. So any of you brothers and sisters know brother Yaikwa, or if you don't know him, he's an Israelite. So we want to pray for our brothers and sisters that he had God feed back to health. So I want to just add that in there.
Thank you, brother. Yes, we do. You know, always want to pray for our brethren, you know, we are humans and, you know, we fall short and get sick and have ailments. So if we can pray for our brother, Yaikwa Ben Israel, we highly appreciate that. Now, being though that's all said, today our topic and title of our show today is Separate Yourself from the World. Separate yourself from the world. You know, we see the type of world that we're living in today. And I'm going to go over several reasons why we should be separating ourselves from the world. Like right now, we're looking at something that's occurring in the world that's worldwide. And I got to mention vaccinations right now. The vaccinations now, like I said last week, they even have it for children now. And you're going to see the repercussions later for taking this vaccination. You know, me and my brothers always talk about, you know, what's going on with these vaccinations. And right now, they can't, you know, everybody think that it's the safe thing to do. You know, listening to the government, listening to the world. This is where us, Israel, come in, whereas though we're not supposed to listen to the world. And I'm going to talk a lot about that. You know, I'm gonna tell you what Messiah tell us to do. You know, he said to separate ourselves from the world. So being though that said, brother, I want to read a scripture. I'm going to start us off with a scripture at Job 9:24. Now listen to what Job said. It says, the earth is given into the hands of the wicked. He covereth the face of the judges thereof.
Yeah.
If not, where and who is he? Where and who is he?
Yes.
See, Job overstood that the wicked was given this world. But that's Job 9:24. But Job, see, I want to explain something to you. At that time, Job didn't know that the archons or Satan was roaming the earth. He didn't know that at that time. He didn't know him as we know Satan and the archons, you see. But he knew that it was given to the wicked, you see. And again, the point that I want to make, you see, the earth, the world that we live in, was given into the hand of the wicked, which is very important. And that's why we're seeing what's occurring today in our reality, because it was given to the hand of the wicked to do these wicked things, brother.
Right.
You see?
Right.
And we're going to continue to see this wickedness continue, because right now the world is ran by the wicked. Now, I'm gonna read you another scripture at John 17:14-16. Now listen to this. Very important. Listen to this one. And that's John 17:14-16. And it says, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world.
Right.
Even as I'm not of the world. I pray not that thou should be taken, I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world.
Right.
What is that telling us? See, that's telling us, see, Messiah said this. You see, he said us. He's talking about light, brother, that they are no part of the world. Light, brother, is no part of the world. But he said, I didn't put them in the world to take them out of it.
Right.
But he said he put us in the world to keep them away from evil, from the wickedness that's occurring in this world.
Right.
You see?
Right.
You know, and
good word.
Right. See, we although we live in this world, but we're not of it, we separate it. You see? Go ahead, brother.
Now, I'm going to say this real fast. So basically what he's saying, when he said, don't take them out of the world, what he's saying, don't kill them.
Right.
He's saying, don't you kill them. He's saying, I'm just saying, I put your life up trying to take their mind and let them serve in spirit and in truth while they're in the world, taken away from the wicked. That's what he's saying.
Right. You see, because the wicked is everywhere in this world. Everywhere.
Everywhere we turn.
Is wickedness. Now, light, brother, we deal with this. This is our everyday reality,
right,
dealing with the wickedness in this world. You see, this is part of training. It's part of our training, you know, to deal with this wickedness until we restore.
Yes.
You see?
And that's a good word.
Right.
Training.
Yes. Right. It's teaching us to be better judges.
Right.
because light, brethren, is going to judge this world and everything under this world and everything in the heavens. We're going to judge with Messiah. Mm-hmm. You see, heavy, heavy things, heavy light.
Right.
So again, I want to also, I do want to let you know that we do have a telephone line that if anybody can hear us out, you can please give us a call at 845-261-9966, and all lines are open. So feel free to call in if you have an unction and you hear that we're saying something and it's pulling and tugging at your soul or spirit to call us, please call us. And go ahead, brother. I want you to get back into the...
Like you were saying, please call if you have any questions or need some answers. But I want to say one precept. I'm piggybacking on what my brother was saying. It's in the same chapter. It's a couple of verses up. It's John 17:12. And this is what Messiah said. He said, while I was with them in the world. So when people said, I don't believe Messiah came in the flesh. I told you that. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou hast given me, talking to eternal and body, say, I kept those in my name, in his bosom. It said, those that thou gavest me, I have kept them, and none of them is lost. See, we woke now. It's shame we weren't lost. But the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. See, so what he's saying is he wants to make sure that he keep us. And like my brother said, teach us the word of Messiah, because we are not lost, and we are now woken, and we must teach them the word of Messiah and keep them from evil.
Right, brother. And I'm just going to piggyback off that a little bit. You see, and this is what the world don't understand. You see, and when I speak of the world, I want to make a direct statement to our nation. You know, our nation, our people. You see, we have to, as a nation, we have to listen to what Messiah is telling us.
Right.
We have to follow where Messiah tells us to go.
Right.
Because that's the only way we can separate ourselves from this world.
Right.
We cannot separate ourselves from the world if we don't get the information from Messiah to give us the direction.
Right.
You see, and that's why we're in this situation that we're in now.
Right.
That's why the other nations is ruling over us,
right,
telling us to take vaccinations,
right,
doing everything under the sun to us, because we're not listening. We got to listen to Messiah. This is why we do this Blog Talk Radio show, to bring our nation back to Messiah.
Right.
That's the one of the most important things that light brother can do. We seek it also, our light brother. But we also want our nation to turn back to Messiah.
Right.
You see, the real Messiah, not the one with the white one with the stringy hair and blue eyes. We talk about the Negro Messiah. That's the real Messiah, you see. You know, so I want to read us another scripture at James 4:4. Now listen what it says at James 4:4. It says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of the heavenly divine forefather. See, he's telling you, plain sight is no parable. If you want to mingle and dangle with the world, you're becoming an enemy of the divine heavenly father. Because just like the scripture at John 9:24, it tells you the hand was given, the world was given into the hand of the wicked one. You see? So you can't be doing things of the world. Like, for instance, they want a new president. Oh, I got to vote. You see, the world voting for a new president because you're putting your faith in a man that is wicked as hell, that don't care nothing about you. He's an Edomite. He's our enemy. You know, the divine heavenly father said other nations are our enemy.
Right.
So that is what it means, that you can't be friends with them in that aspect.
Right.
You see, you're making yourself an enemy of the divine heavenly father. You see, we only have one king, you know, which is Messiah. That's our king.
Right.
That's who we supposed to be following and listening to. We can't be dangling and mangling with the world. The world is against us.
Right.
This is what Messiah tell you this.
Right.
You know, he called you adulterers and adulteress.
Right.
You know, letting you know that, this ain't how you doing. You see? So, again, brother, I want to read another scripture at Matthew's 4, 8, and 9. Now, listen to this. Matthew's 4, 8, and 9. It says, again, the devil has taken him up into a exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things I will give thee if thou fall down and worship me. You see, now, why I read that? The reason I read that is because, see, the archons will offer you things so that, now, if they did this, if they've done this to Messiah,
right?
You see, now, Messiah, they've done this to Messiah. So who are you? You think they ain't going to do it to you?
Exactly.
You see? So, like, for instance, I take for instance, like, the two-thirds. I'll take a basketball player, Shaquille O'Neal. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Rich, filthy rich, got everything going for him. You see? He took that deal.
Right.
Satan, he took this deal with Satan. The fake Jews. The
right.
fake Jews, you see? They took that deal with Satan. They run the world. You see, they run the media. They run the world. They run everything. They took that deal.
Right.
You see, and that shows you that, yes, the wicked runs this place.
Yes, they do.
You know, if he didn't, how could he offer Messiah all the kingdoms if he didn't own it?
Right.
You
right.
see, so that shows he owned it.
Right.
You
right.
see, and that is up to you to separate yourself from this world so you don't get caught up taking things that the wicked give you to advance
right.
yourself in this reality.
Right.
We ought to be separating ourselves, listening to Messiah, so we can take from his table so we can advance ourselves in the kingdom that's coming.
Right.
Not this one, the one Messiah going to bring,
right.
that kingdom.
Right. And like my brother saying, Messiah was like, man, telling Satan, man, get out my face. He like, man, you trying to offer me a kingdom that's of the physical reality, that's in limitation. He said, I'm offering them a kingdom that is to come without limit. So that means we have the ability to create and do all the things of our heart's desire. You can't do the things your heart desires down here without limitation. So that's why Messiah said, man, get out my face. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my brother saying. We are trying to teach and help our brothers and sisters to prepare themselves for the world that is to come, the kingdom that is to come. That's why it said Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob, talking about this world right here, and Jacob is the beginning of the world to come. That's what Messiah is offering Israel, the chosen children, the world that is to come.
And just to add something to that, brother, that's why we see this world crumbling.
Right.
Messiah is bringing this world to its knees. That's why you see the lawlessness increasing. You
right.
see the fallenness, you know, the female principle ruling over the male principle. It's all crumbling. Messiah is showing that to
right.
us. This
right.
world is about to end, and the new and Jacob's world is about to begin, and Esau world is about to end.
Right.
Messiah is showing us that every
right.
day.
Right.
Every day.
Right. Now I'm gonna read this right here real fast, like he said, go back to the precept he was at, John 17, and listen to this. This is what Messiah is saying. When you read John 3:16, what did John 3:16 say real fast? I'm gonna give the mic to Rodolph and let Rodolph tell you what John 3:16 say real fast.
Yeah. Okay. I'd rather read it. And that's because, you know, because our nation, I mean, other nations, they use this, I mean, as, I ain't going to say a precursor, but, you know, they use this with everything, you know, and I get it. But do that make them right?
Right. Right.
You know, do that make them right to use this John 3:16? You know, do that make them, and that's why we have to separate ourselves from the world,
right?
Because the world lies to you. Now listen to what it says in John 3:16. For God so loveth the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Right, right. Now, check this out. Now, see, Messiah wasn't talking, when he was talking about the world, like you could say Sea World,
right,
Disney World,
right,
My World,
right,
the Mid-East World.
What world was he talking about?
What world was he talking about? You know what I'm saying? He was talking about the world of Israel.
Right.
Now, listen to this. John 17:9. It said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Well, wait a minute. Now, he just read John 3:15, say pray for the world. Why Messiah just tell? Why Messiah just tell in John 17, he's right in John 16:3-16, I pray for the world. But John 17, he says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. He's talking about Israel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Matthew 15:24, say, I come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's the them who he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He'll say, which thou hast given me, for they are thine. See, Israel, and all mine are thine, thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Matthew 15:24, I have come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I'm talking about Israel. And I come for thee. I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thy own name, through whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. So he's talking about the world of Israel.
Yes, brother. Exactly. See, worlds. When you speak of worlds, you can use worlds in different frames and terms.
Right.
You see, so don't get it confused like the nation get it confused. He was talking about the world of Israel. Okay. So I wanna add another scripture to that, brother. That 2 Corinthians 6:17. That's 2 Corinthians 6:17. And listen to what this says. I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 6:17. I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 6:17. And listen what this reads. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate,
right,
says the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. See, he's talking to Israel.
Right.
Come from amongst this world. Don't touch them.
Right.
You see, he's telling us, separate ourselves. Don't touch it not. And guess what Messiah said? He said, I will receive you. In other words, I will accept you. Repent. Repent and come back to Messiah. You see, he's going to receive you.
Right.
You see? He's
right.
Not, you know, he's not talking. If he was just talking to the nation,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He would have made that plain and simple.
Yes, he
but
would.
He's talking to Israel.
Right.
He's talking to us.
Right.
Go back to Messiah so we can he can receive you.
Exactly.
Right. He wants to help you, but he can't help you if you keep mingling in the world.
Exactly.
If you keep listening to the world, you see. Very important for our nation.
Yes, it is.
This is a waking up.
Yes, it is. Now, I'm going to read Isaiah to piggyback on that precept we just gave you. Isaiah 45:17. Listen at this. This is what John 17:9-12 said. But I'm piggybacking on that. It says Isaiah 45:17. It said, but Israel, see, that's what John was talking about. Messiah talked about in John 17. But Israel shall be saved. Just like Matthew 15:24. I have come for the lost sheep of Israel. It says, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed, nor confounded world. Say without him. Come about the world of Israel. Let's go back to John 17 real fast and read this again. Just the top precept. It say, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. See? He's talking about the world of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
For them that which thou hast given me, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Messiah was given Israel to help and save. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You're right, brother. He was given Israel to help them and to save them. But I want to mention this also. See, when you speak of our nation, there's two-thirds of our nation that's not going to listen.
Right.
There's two-thirds of our nation is going to continue to follow the world. I'm about to read to you. Now, this is going to come out the keys of Enoch. The ones that's our nation that don't want to listen and continue to follow the world and continue to run after them and put them first instead of putting Messiah first and listen to Messiah, what he's
right.
telling us to do.
Right.
Now, listen to this. This reads out the keys of Enoch. This is on page 142, 11, 12, and 13. Now listen to this. It says, and for these many generations ever since the day that I created them, have they gone astray and have denied me and have sought their own counsel in the dark.
Right.
And in their own abominations, they have devised murder. And they have not kept the commandments which I gave unto their father Adam. Wherefore they have forsworn themselves, and by their own oath have they brought upon themselves death and a hell I have prepared for them. Let me repeat that.
Right.
Let me repeat that. It says, by their oath. By their oaths have they brought upon themselves death and a hell I have prepared for them if they repent not.
Right.
And this is a decree which I have sent forth in the beginning of the world from my own mouth, from the foundations thereof, and by the mouth of my servants, thy fathers, have I decreed it, even as I shall be sent forth in the world and to the end thereof.
Right.
What is this telling
right.
us?
Right.
You see
right.
what's going to happen to those two-thirds
right.
that didn't want to listen to Messiah.
Right.
He said, listen, I decree it.
Right.
He said, what? He said, death and hell, I'm prepared for them. You see, Messiah's not playing.
Right.
He means business.
Right. Right.
And this is why we try every Sunday to wake our nation up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, brother, I'm going to tell you something I watched the other day. I was watching on YouTube, and the brother was talking, it was a Hebrew, it was a mostly Hebrews, a couple Edomites, and they were talking about hell. Right, they were speaking about hell. Now, you've done several videos on hell. Hell is real, people.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, hell is real,
mm-hmm.
you see. And what they were saying is they wouldn't, listen, one brother said, I wouldn't even pray the devil there. That's what that's how terrible it is,
right.
you see.
Right.
That's how terrible it is.
Right.
Even though he deserved all of that and more.
And they say the devil gonna be catching him, lake of fire.
Yes, he going anyway.
Right.
But to show you the severity of it, the divine heavenly forefather Messiah mean business.
Right.
This is why I just read that
right.
to you.
Right.
Because once you get there, you there.
Right.
It ain't no coming back. It ain't no heavenly father help me.
Right.
Messiah help
right.
me. You
right.
there.
Hold your thought for a second.
Yeah.
Now what are you talking about? Hold your thought on that. What are you talking about is this. Hell is Planet X.
Yes.
That's hell.
Yes.
He said he prepared me from the beginning. When he prepared the Garden of Eden, he made hell right beside it, which is Nibiru, or Planet X. That red glow you see in the sky, that is planet hell that he made from the beginning. So that's what he's talking about. That is planet X, planet hell. And that is hellfire or wormwood. Like you said, hell is real. So when you look up in the sky or go on the internet or YouTube and type in the red cloud in the sky, and just look at that thing coming to the earth, letting you know hell is coming, like he just said.
That's right. And, you know, this message, you know, I'm not trying to get off, but this is why we have to separate ourselves from the world, because the world is giving you all the wrong information.
Right.
You see,
right.
This is the important. This is why we're speaking about separation from this world.
Right.
Listen, what Messiah just told you.
Right.
You see, he decreed. When Messiah said he decreed something, he mean it.
Right.
He mean it.
Right.
I'm shaking right now just thinking about it. You see,
it don't change.
Right.
It can't be changed.
Right. Now I want to read another scripture from the Keys of Enoch on page 142. This is verse 19, 20, 21, and 22. Now listen to this. It says, Enoch told me that the family unit will be activated by Holy Spirit and prepared to walk hand to hand with the Holy Spirit and with the Lords of Light. He told me this scroll, the book of Moses, has been given to prepare the families of the faithful for the great outpouring of the prophetic gifts, especially the ministry of the children who will become the third part of the Trinity between mother and father, dispense great power at the end of times. This will come about in order to be baptized the earth with the great wisdom of many mansion worlds in order to warn against those teachers who deny the ministry of the children. Now, 22, the ministry of the children will reveal the importance in the heavens and on the earth and will overcome the false powers of the religionists who deny the ongoing prophecy. For when we have been told by the ascended master Joel, and after that it must occur that I shall pour my spirit on every sort of flesh, and your sons and your daughters will certainly prophesy. As for your old men, dreams they will dream. As for your young men, visions they will see. And even of the men servant and on the men servants in those days, I shall pour out my spirit.
Right.
Now, I read that because, see, the elect children of the divine heavenly father is going to be given power at the end of these days, not only to help our nation, but also to save our nation from these false ones that's telling our nation lies and continue to send them straight to hell. Light, brethren.
Right.
That's why we on this block show talk, trying to find our light, brother, to help in this ministry, to help in the work. The scripture said, I'm paraphrasing, the scripture said there's much work and less workers.
Right.
You see, this is why we looking for our light, brothers,
right,
to join us, to help us. My brother Yaquab in Israel, come on every week. 2-3 times a week, minister, looking for light brothers to help us light brother in this work. My brother Adir Bay Israel, he's making these videos to help find light brothers to help us in our work. We got a cosmic work we're doing, not just on this planet, but we got brothers and sisters in other planets and other universes doing the same thing, because the divine heavenly father Messiah is about to change this whole entire system. Universal, all universes is about to change. So this is why we down here doing this ministry. This is why we talking to you today, because this is a great work that has to be done, and it's up to light brothers to get this job done with the help of the divine heavenly father and the help of Messiah. But first, we must separate ourselves from the world so we can get it done.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm going to piggyback on him and agree with everything he said. And like he said, our brother, Yaquan, he is telling, put out the messages for all light brothers and sisters who can hear the word and hear the truth. You know what I'm saying? Who have the eye salve on the ears and on the eyes so they can see and hear this word. Now, when my brother just read about the Enoch in the keys of Enoch or the book of knowledge, Enoch is the God of Israel, who you all call the Most High,
yes.
Or Yahweh.
Yes.
That is the Most High.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I want to make that clear. That's who's talking to Moses.
Right.
Now, I'm going to read the Bible real fast to show you that when you read the Bible, it's for all you Gentiles and all you people teaching that the God of the Bible is for everybody. Now, I'm in Joel 2, verse 27. And this is what it says about the God of the Bible. He said, "And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel." This is what the God of the Bible is saying. "I'm in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else." So I'm saying, so it was only Israel was at the mountain Sinai getting the Ten Commandments and the laws and statutes. So those are the only people that he is the God of. "And my people shall never be ashamed." Just like he said, we should never be a confounded world. You know what I'm saying? Now, when he said the book of Moses, that let you know that Enoch, or God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or youth, light brethren, are the ones that Messiah is talking to, that is going to raise up the children of Israel. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Messiah is talking about. Because when he raises us up, we going to be the laborers I forgot the precept, but those are the laborers that is going to go out and harvest, gather the children of the world, the chosen children. They are the laborers. That whole scripture is talking about light brother and the chosen children that's going to be gathered. You know what I'm saying? I believe the mic.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to piggyback off my brother a little bit, and I don't want to get too far back from what we're talking about. But see, he's saying key things. See, and even our nation don't know that Enoch is the small divine, the little divine heavenly forefather.
Right.
You see, I'm going to give you a description. This is how it works. And I'm going to break it down so you can understand that. See, Messiah is the king of all creator gods.
Mm-hmm.
All creator gods was made through Messiah.
Right.
I can show you this a little bit in Pistis in the Nag Hammadi. I'm going to break this down quick. In the Nag Hammadi, it speaks about the divine earthly mother. When she wanted to create Messiah, she asked the divine heavenly father, was it okay? He okayed it. She made Messiah. Okay. Now, everything else after that, after Messiah thanked the divine earthly mother for her making him, everything after that created was by Messiah.
Right.
Even the creator gods.
Right.
Every creator god, everything else was created through Messiah. Everything. And the Father approved it. And the earthly mother approved it.
Yes.
See, the Heavenly Father already knew. And the earthly mother knew Messiah was going to make creator gods and world and all these other. He already knew.
Right.
He already approved it. That's why at the end, only thing that the divine Heavenly Father said, good job, my son.
Mm-hmm.
You did exactly what I wanted you to do. You see? And that's why in this universe, in the one that we in, the creator God of the universe is Metatron,
right,
which is a.k.a. Enoch.
Right.
He is the divine, small, heavenly, little Heavenly Father in this universe.
Right.
The one that y'all call the Most High, is Enoch,
mm-hmm.
Metatron, you see. But the divine Heavenly Father is with Metatron everything he do. He's not just doing it alone. He's doing it in the divine Heavenly Father's name.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
The Heavenly Father is with him, you see. Just show you the ranking of the angels again.
Mm-hmm.
And Messiah is the one who created Metatron, and he gets all his commandments from Messiah, because
right.
Messiah is the king of the creator gods. Okay. Hey, so I just want to bring that out, and that I'm going to bring us back to being separated from the world. Now, I want to show, I want to read out of the Keys of Enoch, page 143, verse 33. Listen what this reads. And that again, page 143, verse 33. Now, listen what it says. Enoch told me that the children who would be born of highly spiritual parents would not come into the world.
Look at that.
Under the influence of the old zodiac, Mesariah cycle, but would be born with the karmic release, knowing that they have directed communication with the Father's kingdom. These children will be incarnated with a specific purpose to serve the remnant seed of the world and to prepare that remnant seed with great powers of spiritual fuses, which will pour out of their super minds.
Right.
What is this telling us? See, like brethren, and if you notice the key to this, is it said, who said? Enoch said.
Right.
Metatron said.
Right.
You see, page, that's one, page 143, 33.
Right.
Page 143:33. Right. See, Key Enoch told me. Enoch Metatron,
right,
the ruler of this universe.
Right.
You notice it always it goes right back to Enoch.
Right.
Because see, what it's trying to let you know, the divine heavenly father Messiah letting you know, it's Enoch is the ruler of this universe and world.
Right.
It's him. You see, but to get back. See, this is what we're going to be doing, light brother, at the end of the time.
Right.
It says these children will be incarnated with a specific purpose to serve the remnant seed of the world and to prepare that remnant seed with great powers of spiritual fusions, which will pour out their super minds. Do you see what it's telling us? What's going to happen with
right.
light brother? We're going to save this world. We're going to save our nation.
Exactly.
We're going to have Superman. We're going to have this power that Messiah is going to give us
right.
to do these things. You see?
Exactly.
But yet, we still children of Metatron, which is children of Messiah,
right.
which is children of the divine heavenly father.
Exactly.
That's the pattern.
Exactly.
You see? That's the pattern. Okay. Now, I want to read another scripture, brother. It's from, oh, boy, the time goes so fast. I got one more minute left. I ain't going to read it. All right, I'm going to read this real quick. From the Keys of Enoch, page 144, 40 and 41. And listen what this reads. Enoch told me where 10 faithful beings are gathered together, the unified energies of the light created the Merkaba, which the vehicle calls into the present two spiritual gods. The two spiritual gods take the family unit collectively into the next level of intelligence, where they are instructed to serve the hierarchy of the brotherhood of light. I'm going to just leave it there because I don't have enough time to go into it. In other words, we are in the bigger picture is light brother is going to help our nation to separate from this world
right.
and to go into other worlds to help our nation to appreciate what's coming to the new kingdom that's coming to this world.
Right.
You see, that's the purpose of separating from the world. But I have to end this now. I want to thank those who helped and joined us. And I want to thank the Eternal Heavenly Father, Messiah, and the Earthly Mother for giving us this platform. My name is Radolph Bay Israel.
And I'm a dear Bay Israel.
And hopefully next week, if we still here, if the Divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, and the Earthly Mother give us another chance to serve our nation and to help our nation, we'll be back next week. So I want to say I thank you and shalom.
Shalom. Yes, it did. You about to get into it.
Oh,
man.